Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, and it's time for Ballinger Publishing with Malcolm Ballinger here in the studio.
Good morning.
Good morning. So that Monday is kind of a blues song, but I got to tell you, I was so excited to see the sun. The sun is out right now. I feel like I've been in this horrible, dreary cave for 4 or 5 days. Well, isn't it great to have the sun shining right through the window?
Is that because you've been hunkered down partying at the home?
I will admit that that I am really a happy camper this morning. And if you don't know, it's because I'm a Georgia Bulldog fan. And I was absolutely beside myself thrilled that we were able to beat Alabama and win their second SEC championship in a row, which is super exciting for us. You have to remember, I've been a fan for over 40 years. We were in a 41-year drought of not winning anything. I think we won a couple things with Coach Rick back in 2018, I want to say, but we weren't even in the conversation. We were like Vanderbilt. Yeah, it's just we were not. And now it's just so exciting and so fun. And like I said, I have to admit, since we got beaten by Alabama, let's see, we've had five meetups and we were like one in four. They had beat us four times. So now I think we're two. Alabama has had our number for a long time, you Alabama fans that are listening. I know.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Enjoy, I'm like a little kid.
Enjoy it while you can.
I am, because that's how all Georgia fans, we all feel like, when is it going to end? We wait for the mic to drop every time. We're not cocky. I went into that game. I even put on my Facebook page, prepared for the worst, hoping for the best, because we're just, oh, I don't know what it is about Alabama, but they got our number somehow. So I'm really, yes, I'm in a very, yeah, very excited about
well,
it.
Well, in fairness to Alabama, I watched the game up until very close to the end.
Mm-hmm.
They had an off day. They were not playing their best.
They were missing their best player. Jam Miller was out. They were missing some of their best players. And that really does hurt you.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah, the playmakers.
Yeah, when the playmakers are out. So that was that was a big part of it, I think.
Yeah.
But I'm gleeful. I woke up with a big smile on my face on Monday morning, which is highly unusual. I'm really not a Monday morning gal. So.
Yeah, when I... I was sitting in Mary's office. We were chatting about Rotary, etc. And this beaming face appeared at the door.
Hi, good morning, everybody. How are you? Oh, goodness.
A picture of happiness.
What can I say?
Well, I have some good news, too.
Good.
Well, kind of good news.
Okay, let's hear it.
If you live or work in the downtown, you may remember we used to have a post office.
I do remember.
And it was very convenient to walk to. And it was a focal point where you met people. And when I went to my P.O. box, etc. Really miss it. Now we have to go to East Hill. Nice people, nice place. But not downtown. Well, I have good news.
What? Tell us.
I did not think this would happen, but they have started renovations on a new post office downstairs. Downtown.
Really?
Mm.
So it wasn't a permanent closing?
Well, obviously not.
Wow.
I was one of the cynical people who said, they're only going through the motions. This won't happen. The downtown post office gone, won't ever come back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was wrong.
Okay.
I'm glad to say.
Wait. You heard it here. Malcolm just said he was wrong.
I was wrong.
Quick, I think the recorders.
I think I'm going to have to go to therapy or something.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. Anyway, the if you remember the old, I think it was Napoleon Bakery, and then it was I'm not sure what it was after that. It's on the corner of Romana and Jefferson Street.
Okay.
Just up from the Sanger, on the corner is. There's a bar next to it. The name has gone out of my head for now.
The good news is it's still downtown.
Still downtown,
which is great.
The orange barriers are there to they're working on the whole thing.
That's exciting.
I think there's a lot of renovations. Excuse me.
Well, that's
going to have to happen because of loading docks and things like that.
Right. Well, the Palafox project will be starting soon as well.
Yeah. It's about a 100-yard walk from my office, so that is perfect.
Good for you.
So you heard it here first.
Absolutely. Well, and if you're looking for things that are going on around town now, one of the best sources is Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
And the December issue is out, and I love the cover. It's very festive. Mm. Holly Jolly Vibes, it says. And we had a couple of events this past weekend. Fortunately, the weather's going to be better as we head into this weekend for the big downtown Christmas parade. And, of course, we'll be there. Our sister station, Cat Country, will be there as well.
I intend to be there, too.
Oh, good.
I walk with News Radio.
I love it.
92.3.
Love it. So we'll be out there. And we just had our friends from Alex was here for the children's course. Their big Christmas on the coast is this weekend, which I'm really looking forward to. And just want to congratulate the Pensacola Beach Chamber and all the volunteers and staff there. They had a tough time because Friday they had to reschedule the event of the Lighted Boat Parade. So just to make note of it, that is this Friday night at 6:30 out on the beach. Mm-hmm. But they were able to push back the Sunday. It was supposed to be no rain on Sunday. God bless them. They woke up and it was raining. But they pushed it back to about 3, and they still had the parade, and everybody came out, and it was a big success. So, kudos.
It rained out my golf game.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was pouring. It was not supposed to be raining Sunday, but it showed up in the morning.
Mm.
But they did have the parade, and so kudos to all of those folks that work. So, all the volunteers in our community are extraordinary. When I was talking with Alex, and he said they have about 50 volunteers that help with the show that they do with the 260 children. That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
All volunteering their time.
Yeah. Can you imagine trying to herd all those kids?
No. No, that's what I told them. I still don't know how. I want them to do a documentary and video what happens backstage with all the costume changes and wrangling the kids. Because they get kids in first grade all the way up to seniors.
Mm.
So it's got to be entertaining. Yeah. It's got to be interesting.
A lot of tears.
Really. But kudos, because every year it's professional. It's a wonderful show. And if you've never been, I cannot recommend it highly enough. So go to PensacolaSings.org.
Well, if you turn to page 8 on Downtown Crowd.
Yes.
The article is, before December ends, 10 must-do winter activities.
Oh. Okay. What you got?
Well, some of my favorites. Well, I won't say one of my favorites. One of the things I'd like to do, probably can't, is go ice skating at Pensacola Bay Center.
That'd be fun.
After the game.
When you go, I want you to tell me because I'd like video of that. All right, we got a whole list here of great things to do, must-do winter activities right here in Pensacola. We're going to come back after the break and tell you all about it. And I'm here with Malcolm about Ballinger Publishing, and we're looking at Downtown Crowd, and it has all the events listed there for you. We'll be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. This is Pep Talk, getting into the spirit of the holidays this morning. I was looking at our issue of Downtown Crowd with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. They have all the events coming up, and it has a top 10 must-do winter activities. I love this list. There's some great stuff on it. So, Malcolm, why don't you point out some of your favorites?
Well, I think a must-do.
Okay.
Must-do is to snap a picture with the Grinch at Winterfest.
Yes. Yes, you have to do that. That's a great idea.
It's a great thing to take the kids to. It really is. A lot of fun.
Well, they have so many different tours and different things you can do, which is so fun. And you can get on the trolley, and there's just different events. And it's a little bit of every kind of Christmas at the Winterfest.
Yeah, you can go eat downtown and then take the kids, and they'll have a ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I remember many years ago when my grandchildren were like 3 and 5 boys.
Oh,
I took them on the Winterfest tour. And at that time, they had a ghost of Christmas past, the one with the chains.
Scrooge. The story of Scrooge.
No,
right?
Not Scrooge, the ghost.
Well, that's the ghost of Christmas future, past, present, past, and future.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, okay. And
Charles Dickens.
He got on the bus, and my kids ran to their parents and cried like crazy.
Oh, they were scared of the ghost?
Scared of the ghost.
Oh.
Well, he was pretty authentic.
Yeah, he was scary. He was ghostly.
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute, though. With those youth memories like that, you can't replace them.
Yeah.
They're just fantastic. Yeah. And this is an opportunity. There's so many different things. I know the Wahoos have the holiday lights at the stadium, which is pretty neat. and you can check that out. Got lots of performances happening. Of course, the children's chorus we've already mentioned this weekend. We've got the Christmas parade on this Saturday. It's I believe it is at 6:30. I should know this since I'm going to be
and
here. 5:30. I'm sorry. Starts at 5:30 downtown.
Always a good one is the Palafox Market.
Yes.
The holiday market.
That's a lot of fun.
It's a holiday, but it's good all year round.
Right, every Saturday, so you can check that out. And then I'm going to put in a plug for an event that we started on the beach about 3 years ago. It's the New Year's Eve fireworks, which is over the sound on the beach. But it's a sober cruise that is sponsored by Frisky Mermaid Dolphin Cruises. And you go on the boat, and you go right out in the middle of the sound, so you're literally underneath the fireworks. But what's neat about it is you can take the kids. They can have hot chocolate. There's no alcohol served at that point because it's an alternative to watching the fireworks in a bar with a bunch of drunks. So it's really a really neat thing to do, and you can get tickets on sale for that right now.
Is that your circle of friends?
Actually, yes, it is. But it's turned out to be quite the success, where we have a lot of folks coming that from all over that are really interested in it, and it's been successful enough that they may even have two boats this year going out. So,
talking about New Year,
mm-hmm.
it's not too late to buy a ticket to the Symphony
yes.
New Year's concert. I go every year and just thoroughly enjoy.
Now, is that at 7? What time is that? Earlier in the evening? And
I think they start a little earlier at 7, mm-hmm. so we're kind of out of there by 9 or 9:30. And so if you want to go off to parties or just go home and get out of the craziness, then you have lots of time to do that.
And there's a concert on December. Yeah, that's the same thing. It's to catch the performance of the Nutcracker or the annual Celebrate the New Year concert. So I guess the Nutcracker is being performed as well, looks like. I'm just reading through the...
Yes. But
maybe at the same time.
I was talking about New Year's Eve.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I'm looking
the New Year's Eve concert. It's
the ballet. Oh, here you go. I've got the information. So the Pensacola Ballet is showing the Nutcracker between December 19th to the 21st.
Yes.
So then this concert that you're talking about is on New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve.
Okay.
And it's unlike a normal, symphony concert.
In what way?
It's more maybe popular music. They usually bring in. I'm not sure who. I think they're bringing back the gentleman that sounds a lot like Frank Sinatra.
Returning vocalist Michael Andrew.
Yes, he was incredible.
Okay.
Yeah, I promise you, great show. It's lighthearted,
mm-hmm.
And it's music that, you hate to sound like a fuddy-duddy, but it's, it's when music was music. You know?
Ow, I just had a little cringe on that one. Sounds like my parents.
You can always rely on me to put my foot in it, can't
no,
you?
No, it's okay. It's okay. But there's something to be said for that era of music, and that because I love Michael Bublé, who's the same, very much that style of music.
Yes, exactly.
And he's very current and has done new songs, but he also has an album of classics. Another one that's like that is the guy from New Orleans. What's his name? That's the piano player. I can see his face. He also does a lot of classics.
Oh, Harry Connick.
Thank you. Harry Connick Jr.
Yes.
That's it. Yes. So we've got all kinds of things going on. And now there's one I'm not familiar with at the Borough. Which one is that now?
Yes, that...
Holiday Movie Night.
Yeah, the Borough is on 12th Avenue.
Oh, okay.
In the old Sacred Heart Building.
Oh, okay. So they have a list of movies. They already had one this weekend. The Grinch is going to be on December 12th, so I guess that's this weekend. And A Christmas Story on December 19th. So it's located at 1010 North 12th, as you said, in East Hill. And you can find out about movie showings there. That's neat. I had not heard of that before. So you can find out all kinds of information in this month's issue of Downtown Crowd. Where can people find it?
Just about anywhere.
Can you be more specific?
Any restaurant, just major focal places like Joe Patty Seafood.
There you go.
The Chamber.
I always see it at Scenic 90 Diner.
Yeah,
they have it there.
Yes.
It's helpful if people have some idea of where they can pick it up. And all the visitor centers carry it. Look, I know at the beach, they have it at the visitor center on the beach. I know they carry it at the other visitor centers in Perdido Key, as well as the one at the base of the 3 Mile Bridge. So you can pick it up there.
Yeah.
And you can find it online as well. Right.
At downtowncrowd.com.
Right. You can go on there. And then I'm so intrigued by this new technology that you can go and take a magazine or a publication and flip through it as if you're, I mean, I still like having a paper in my hands.
Yes.
But I think it's pretty neat that you can flip through a whole magazine online.
Mm.
That's extraordinary.
You can flip through all of our publications, including Pensacola Magazine, Business Climate, Coming of Age.
Mm-hmm. I just think that's really cool and very convenient.
Yeah.
So especially if you're looking for things to do, you can go online for Downtown Crowd and look right into your phone.
Well, the value of Downtown Crowd is that because it's printed, people sort of see it while they're downtown for a meal or whatever and just browse through it.
Yeah, it's great. It's a great guide, and it also has, in addition to the calendar, it also has features on different organizations and some of the things that are happening in Pensacola. So it's very current, and we are also very current, and we have to play our advertising now. And so we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors right here on Pep Talk. We'll be back with Malcolm Ballinger and Ballinger Publishing. This is Pep Talk. Welcome back. Malcolm Ballinger is here this morning with Ballinger Publishing, talking about all the really fun, amazing events that are coming to Pensacola for the holidays. This issue is full of fun things to do. And all the advertisement, too, Malcolm, is in the spirit of the holidays.
Yeah.
I mean, on the inside cover page, big ad for the Gulf Breeze Zoo, Christmas Jubilee. Mm. And I have to say, there's nothing cuter than a giraffe with a big Santa hat on. Sorry, but I just think that's so cute.
And, talking about Christmas spirit,
yes,
the holiday lights are well and truly lit downtown.
Oh, so pretty.
It's great just to
walk around.
Just walk up and down Palo Fox Street, and then if there's a restaurant or a bar that you want to go to, do it.
We had great Southern restaurants on, and they're doing all kinds of wonderful things for the holidays. Yes. They have the opera coming in to sing on Saturday, so you could actually...
Which reminds me, I must make a reservation for my Christmas dinner at Jackson's.
Yeah, and they have where they actually, it's not, you don't pay extra, you just go have lunch there, and they have the opera singers, and they're dressed up in the choral outfits and stuff, the Dickens kind of Christmas thing. And I mean, there's just so many wonderful things that are happening right now in our community, which kudos to all the volunteers. Whew, there's a lot of people making all these things happen. So hats off to all of you. So much going on. So, you got anything going on this week for you in Ballinger Publishing?
Well, this evening is my Rotary Christmas party.
Oh, that's right. They always have fun.
And then another Christmas party tomorrow night.
Wow.
And Wednesday night.
The season has started.
And I can't remember about Thursday or Friday. I didn't look that far in advance.
Well, you better start looking, because it sounds like your calendar's getting pretty full, buddy.
My waistline.
It's also getting full.
My waistline is telling me that I've overindulged.
Yeah, well, when you don't play golf, you know, that was your...
Yeah, well, that normally sheds a few pounds. Instead of, I was watching TV, a couch potato.
Well, I was too excited. I was watching all the playoff stuff this weekend and all the hoo-ha about all of that. So
I'm much more of a pro fan, you know, my Denver Broncos.
How are they doing?
Well, they're 11-2.
Wow.
In fact, they have, I believe, the best record in football.
That's exciting. I like Denver.
Yeah.
I always have.
Yeah.
Because of you. I got started with them years ago.
Yeah.
All right. Here's the good news, that Malcolm is going to stick around for another half hour. Thank you, sir, because we unfortunately didn't have a guest. I think Terry Gross is going to be checking in with us to tell about his event tomorrow. So
well,
don't go away.
Well, we have lots to talk about.
And we got lots to talk about. This is Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.